Hi, this is Tim Moulton, host of the Let's Talk All Things Education podcast. In this episode, I'm excited to talk with my guest, Jansen Biddle. Jansen is a Mason County High School senior, graduating in the class of 2021. Listen as Jansen and I talk about his future plans after graduation. Join me in giving students the voice they deserve, and let's talk all things education. Today I'm with Jansen Biddle. He is one of my four-year engineering students who I'm extremely proud of, and we'll get to talk about those things that we're proud of in just a minute. But Jansen is graduating in the class of 2021 from Mason County High School, and it's coming quickly, isn't it, Jansen?
It certainly is this Saturday, and thank you for having me.
Well, glad that you're with me. You have been with me, as I said, for 4 years. I don't know how you've put up with me, but I'm certainly glad that you did. I want to get right to some of your accomplishments. Just recently, in the past couple of weeks, you have signed to play soccer at Rose Hulman, where you're going to also study civil engineering. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the school and how you got, how you decided to go there first? I know you signed to play soccer, and that's an important thing, but why civil engineering as well?
So first off, why civil engineering? That's just kind of the area of engineering that drew my interest the most when looking at all the different, like, specifications of engineering. And Rose Hulman is an engineering-specific school. They have very strong engineering. They actually have the number one civil engineering program in the country, and it is hard to find when searching schools that have soccer and engineering, and they have, and Rose Hulman has strong programs in both of those areas, so it was a pretty easy choice.
That's really cool, because I know how much you love to play soccer. I think I saw something on Facebook or social media somewhere where you and one of my other four-year students, Parker Free, have been together playing soccer your entire career, 9 years or some kind of crazy number.
Yeah, since kindergarten.
Since kindergarten. So, you know, and I know that you guys have been traveling around doing some road work on soccer, and I think you just finished up over this past weekend, didn't you?
We did. We narrowly missed out to move on, but...
Well, sometimes that's the way it works, but you got to understand that as much as you guys have put into soccer, as much as you have put into your academics, which is, I'll have to say, you're just the top-notch student. You know, you're going to do so well when you go into engineering. It's going to make your teacher proud, that's for sure, but it's also going to make mom and dad and the family proud as well. What do they think about you going away for a while?
My mom's not too excited about it. My dad, he doesn't seem to mind it too much, but we'll see when it gets a little bit closer to that date.
Well, let me tell you, dads kind of have that poker face sometimes, but dads have that big old heart where probably when he sees you pulling away, that's when it's gonna get dad.
That's what I think too. Yeah.
Well, it's a really cool part of life when you get out of high school. It was a big change from, I'm sure, just from middle school to high school. Talk about that transition a little bit. Now we're going to go back a little bit in your life, but how did you feel when you walked out of middle school and the first time down the halls at Mason County High School?
Honestly, I was a bit nervous. I didn't really know, like, what to expect coming in, like, how everything would work, like, just nervous in general. But my high school, my 4 years at high school has been pretty great. It's really what you make. If you have a good attitude and you're positive about it, then you're going to have a good time. If you don't, then you're not.
You have to stay focused, don't you? Would that be the one thing that you would tell the freshmen, the new class coming in?
Yeah, definitely. You have to stay focused and take care of the things you need to take care of.
I do know for a fact that you are one of the most focused students that I've ever been with in my classes, there have been many times when you were ahead of me in terms of what's next, Mr. Moulton. And so, you know, that's just so cool to see because you know when that happens, when you have a student that's doing that, that he or she is going to be on top of everything that they do, not just in school, but it's going to carry them a long way in life. And your work ethic is top notch. Mom and Dad has put that in your head pretty well, it looks like. So I know they're proud. So when you came into high school, you were nervous. Are you still nervous at all about now? No, you kind of got the hang of it after 4 years.
I'd hope so, yeah.
Now, what about nerves going into college?
I have some, not that much, I would say. I'm sure I'll get a few more as I get closer to actually moving into college. But I think I'll be able to adapt to the changes pretty quickly.
You are a pretty adaptable young man. I've seen that. You are definitely a leader. And so I just want you to remember that if there is any nerves that hit you, just remember that I've told you, and I'm sure many others have told you the same thing, that you're a leader, you're outstanding in whatever you do, so you can hold that head up and just drive through it. And I know you will do that very well. Your high school experience, would be one of the things or a couple of things that you could share with us that maybe stands out in your mind?
So the first thing that comes up is for soccer, we won our district title this year for the first time ever. That was a really big achievement for us.
So let's go kind of go back to the soccer, and that was the district?
Yes.
And I know when you went to the region, it was close, wasn't it? Because I remember you guys coming back in, and you were hung your head just a little bit, but then you kind of puffed up again because the first time in history when you won that district championship was a pretty big deal for you. And you have to learn, I guess, sometimes to take the good with the bad, but I can't look at any of the things that you've accomplished in soccer individually or as a team here at the high school that you can say was a bad experience because you ended up pretty much on top with making history. So
we did.
I don't know what – I'm not much of a soccer guy. Even though my son played, I don't know the what's offside and or what the different positions are. But what position do you play?
I play center back, which is like in the middle of the defense, or I play like a defensive mid, which is kind of in the middle of the midfield.
And so in terms of soccer, you have to be in good shape because it's constant running, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Well, that's not a game for me, let me tell you. So this is something that I really want to ask, and we have had just a crazy, hectic 2020. It ended last year in March abruptly, where we really couldn't finish things. We didn't know what was going to happen because of the pandemic. We started school. We weren't face-to-face for a while. Then we were able to come into a hybrid learning environment where some were able to be here and some still remained online virtually. How has the pandemic, at least in your opinion, affected you personally or even your academics? Now, I know your academics are outstanding, but I just want to hear your opinion on that.
Yeah, so the pandemic was kind of a shock to everyone. Personally, quarantine was pretty tough, not being able to go out and do things because, you know, at that time I was a 16, 17-year-old kid, had to be cooped up in the house all day. That was pretty rough, but as things started to open up, it's gotten better, and now we have a plan at least to get back to some state of normalcy.
Yeah.
And as far as academics, it hasn't really affected me too much. Again, I've been able to adapt to the online learning and make the most out of the resources I had to do well.
Sure. Well, and like I said, you are one of those students who can and you adapt to just about anything that's thrown at you. I know when you graduate, Jansen, I'm certainly going to miss you. You came in this year and helped me with a lot of things in the mentorship program here, helping me. I mean, it was crazy trying to get our classroom set up, and you were able to help me with that. We had to move a lot of the computers and workstations several times, and we had to install some software. And, you know, if it wasn't for you doing your due diligence with me there, it was going to be a lot tougher on me. And I certainly appreciate your effort.
Of course, you're welcome.
And no doubt that's the way you're going to continue when you go to Rose Holman. And what's their mascot, by the way?
I believe it is. So they're called the Fighting Engineers.
Fighting Engineers.
But they have a mascot. It's like an elephant, I think.
Okay, kind of like the tide down at the...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Rose Holman. Now, you know I'm going to have to start really following that school now because we have someone that's up there that I know pretty well. and I hope you don't mind. I would appreciate you every now and then shooting me a picture of some of the things that you do up there.
I can do that.
And because I want to make sure that we stay in touch. Any questions that you have, any comments that you want to leave us with about your overall high school experience or anything that you're looking really forward to in the future?
Well, in the near future, I'm really looking forward to graduating. But my high school experience has been pretty good overall. And I want to thank you for 4 great years in engineering.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. Whenever you have a student like yourself, it certainly makes things a lot easier on the teacher. Believe it or not, Jansen, I learn as much from my students. I learn as much from you probably as you learn from me, and that's always appreciated. And just remember, if there's ever anything that I can do for you in the future, I've told a couple of others, you have my phone number and you can give me a text or a call or a shout of any kind, and we'll do what we can.
I will. Thank you.
Jansen, thanks for taking your time after graduation practice to drop by and see Mr. Moulton. And by the way, I always tell my graduating students, you don't have to call me Mr. Moulton anymore. Tim is fine. Thank you, Jansen.
Thank you, Tim.